ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი. ინგლისური ენის ტესტის მოსმენის დავალება. მეოთხე ვარიანტი.
Task 1. Listening. You are going to listen to 5 texts. For each of them, answer the 2 questions given. Mark the correct answer A, B, or C. You have 20 seconds to look through the questions. You will hear the recording twice. Text 1. Everybody has different hobbies that they like to do for fun or to relax. They can be physical activities like jogging, swimming, and skateboarding, or other activities like reading, watching movies, and playing computer games. For me, playing football is both interesting and amazing. I especially like the feeling when I score a goal. I think that this is the best thing about football. My mom told me that when I was only 2 years old, I liked to kick the ball around and had a lot of fun with it. Since then, football has become my favorite sport, and it is how I spend my free time. Playing football helps me relax. It has also taught me how important it is to be a good team player. Through football, I developed a deep respect for sports. It also helps me to be confident when I am stressed or tired. When I practice it, I often feel healthy and strong. Everybody has different hobbies that they like to do for fun or to relax. They can be physical activities like jogging, swimming, and skateboarding, or other activities like reading, watching movies, and playing computer games. For me, playing football is both interesting and amazing. I especially like the feeling when I score a goal. I think that this is the best thing about football. My mom told me that when I was only 2 years old, I liked to kick the ball around and had a lot of fun with it. Since then, football has become my favorite sport, and it is how I spend my free time. Playing football helps me relax. It has also taught me how important it is to be a good team player. Through football, I developed a deep respect for sports. It also helps me to be confident when I am stressed or tired. When I practice it, I often feel healthy and strong. Text 2.
A Canadian singer, Celine Dion, was born on March 30, 1968, in Quebec, Canada. She was the youngest of Adhemir and Therese Dion's 14 children. Celine Dion grew up in the very warm atmosphere of her musical family. Her parents formed a singing group, Dion's Family, and they toured Canada when Celine was still an infant. In 1988, they opened a piano bar, where the 5-year-old Celine would perform and entertain customers. She won the Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland, and her performance was broadcast live in countries throughout Europe and the Middle East, as well as in Australia and Japan. Celine was proud of her victory in Europe and Asia, but she dreamt about recognition in the United States. She had recorded 9 French albums and won numerous awards by the time she was 18. Celine Dion recorded her first English-language album, Unison, in 1990, which sold more than 1 million copies worldwide. In total, Celine Dion has sold more than 220 million albums and is recognized as one of the world's best-selling music artists. A Canadian singer, Celine Dion, was born on March 30, 1968, in Quebec, Canada. She was the youngest of Adhemir and Therese Dion's 14 children. Celine Dion grew up in the very warm atmosphere of her musical family. Her parents formed a singing group, Dion's Family, and they toured Canada when Celine was still an infant. In 1988, they opened a piano bar where the 5-year-old Celine would perform and entertain customers. She won the Eurovision Song Contest in Dublin, Ireland, and her performance was broadcast live in countries throughout Europe and the Middle East, as well as in Australia and Japan. Celine was proud of her victory in Europe and Asia, but she dreamt about recognition in the United States. She had recorded 9 French albums and won numerous awards by the time she was 18. Celine Dion recorded her first English-language album, Unison, in 1990, which sold more than 1 million copies worldwide. In total, Celine Dion has sold more than 220 million albums and is recognized as one of the world's best-selling music artists.
Text 3.
The Republic of Madagascar, one of the countries in Africa, is known to be the 4th largest island in the world. Almost all of the plant and animal species found on Madagascar are found only on this island. Madagascar has 2 seasons, a dry, cool season, which starts in May and lasts until October, and a hot, rainy season, which starts in November and lasts until April. The capital of this island is Antananarivo. The city is also Madagascar's most populated city. Today, Madagascar is one of the poorest countries in Africa. The people in this country face many problems, including poor healthcare, a poor education system, and economic problems. Madagascar has 2 official languages, French and Malagasy. This island has lost more than 80% of its original forest land since humans arrived about 2,000 years ago. The Republic of Madagascar, one of the countries in Africa, is known to be the 4th largest island in the world. Almost all of the plant and animal species found on Madagascar are found only on this island. Madagascar has 2 seasons, a dry, cool season, which starts in May and lasts until October, and a hot, rainy season, which starts in November and lasts until April. The capital of this island is Antananarivo. The city is also Madagascar's most populated city. Today, Madagascar is one of the poorest countries in Africa. The people in this country face many problems, including poor healthcare, a poor education system, and economic problems. Madagascar has 2 official languages, French and Malagasy. This island has lost more than 80% of its original forest land since humans arrived about 2,000 years ago.
Text 4.
Teaching art in schools is very important. The advantages of arts education for students are numerous. It can actually improve students' learning skills, school attendance, and creativity. All of these are important for a successful student's future career. Arts education mainly helps students to learn more about different cultures. They also learn how to respect other people's traditions and customs. Nothing can deepen or develop students' creativity and imagination better than arts education. Not everyone likes science, languages, or math. Many students are more interested in different forms of art. It is a well-known fact that art allows students to express themselves better than maths or science. Art requires teamwork in order to achieve a common goal. Students realize that their contribution to a group is very important for its success, even if they don't have a lead role. Teaching art in schools is very important. The advantages of arts education for students are numerous. It can actually improve students' learning skills, school attendance, and creativity. All of these are important for a successful student's future career. Arts education mainly helps students to learn more about different cultures. They also learn how to respect other people's traditions and customs. Nothing can deepen or develop students' creativity and imagination better than arts education. Not everyone likes science, languages, or math. Many students are more interested in different forms of art. It is a well-known fact that art allows students to express themselves better than maths or science. Art requires teamwork in order to achieve a common goal. Students realize that their contribution to a group is very important for its success, even if they don't have a lead role.
Text 5.
Gelati Monastery is located in the Imereti region of western Georgia, 12 kilometers east of the city of Kutaisi. The complex of Gelati Monastery was founded by King David the Builder in 1106. The site consists of a group of well-preserved historical monuments dating from the early 12th and 13th centuries. Throughout the Middle Ages, the academy, which functioned within the monastery, attracted the most famous Georgian scientists, theologians, and philosophers. The monastery also became the burial place for many Georgian kings, starting with King David the Builder. At the site, a great number of wall paintings and manuscripts dating from the 12th to the 17th centuries have been preserved. The monastery also has the well-known 12th century mosaic of Saint Mary and Child. At that time, the site was one of the principal cultural and intellectual centers in Georgia. The complex is recognized by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site. Gelati Monastery is located in the Imereti region of western Georgia, 12 kilometers east of the city of Kutaisi. The complex of Gelati Monastery was founded by King David the Builder in 1106. The site consists of a group of well-preserved historical monuments dating from the early 12th and 13th centuries. Throughout the Middle Ages, the academy, which functioned within the monastery, attracted the most famous Georgian scientists, theologians, and philosophers. The monastery also became the burial place for many Georgian kings, starting with King David the Builder. At the site, a great number of wall paintings and manuscripts dating from the 12th to the 17th centuries have been preserved. The monastery also has the well-known 12th century mosaic of Saint Mary and Child. At that time, the site was one of the principal cultural and intellectual centers in Georgia. The complex is recognized by UNESCO as a World Heritage Site.
This is the end of the listening section.
Მოსმენის დავალება დასრულებულია.